West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art.
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is Murray in Portland.
I'm sorry, the first name again? Murray?
Murray.
Murray, okay. Welcome, Murray.
Thank you, sir. I'm a long-time listener. I started listening to you in 1991 or 1992.
It's been a while.
A long ride. Well, the reason I'm calling is that I had quite a ghost experience in 1988, and it's changed my life forever. And it's funny, when I found your show, I found that I wasn't the only guy out there that experienced this type of stuff. That was great.
Well, you know, that is one thing about this program, of course, that people do hear other people, and then they say to themselves, I guess, well, I guess I'm not nuts.
My wife still thinks I am.
How so? All right, so what happened?
Well, I was going to school in Fulton, Missouri, a place called Westminster College. And TV ended there. We were poor, you know, pretty bad shape at that time. Couldn't afford cable, so TV shuts off pretty early, and you have to find something else to do.
Right.
We had turned on. I was with my cousin Mark and my friend Peter, and TV had ended. Yet we hadn't turned the TV off. We were just doing other things. We by that time a stereo had come on.
I was going to ask, is that back to the days when TV stations would sign off, play the Star Spangled Banner, and go off the air?
That's right.
Yeah.
I believe the last show was Star Trek, and then they would do that. And that was out of Jeff City, Missouri. It was the only TV you could get.
Okay, so I remember all that, yes.
Yeah, those old days. So white noise had come on through the little television. It was probably a 14-inch TV.
That's right.
And my friend Peter was just noticed out of the corner of his eye, you could see images running in the snow. And it looked like, you know, a feed from another station. And it was quite, it was odd. It was very odd. And 5 minutes of this or something. And then it was just passed. It was, and we turned the TV off, listening to a record.
Right.
And this is where all reality ended. And I had the weirdest experience of my life. We're just sitting there in his living room at my cousin's house, and then we just hear a large groan come out of the kitchen.
A groan.
And it definitely caught our attention. We're like, what was that?
Human or animal type groan?
Human, definitely. From behind the corner, which would have been out of the kitchen, steps a lady. It looks like she's made of black smoke. You can see right through her. You can see the wall, the door behind her. And where she stopped in front of me, I could see a speaker behind her.
This is the moment you know your heart's okay, by the way.
It was definitely strange. I looked at my cousin. He looked at me. We're like, what is going on? And she's looking at us, and we're looking at her. And it got really strange from there. I don't understand when she disappeared. But the next thing we saw in front of us were three little boys playing jacks at our feet on the hardwood floors of the apartment.
Again.
Little boys playing jacks, and you could, same thing, see right through them. They were made of black smoke, like when you burn plastic. I don't know, when I was a teenager growing up in Missouri, like on 4th of July, you'd see plastic burning. It was just acrid black smoke, and it was just angry. It was just strange.
God. Okay. That'd be, and more?
Oh, it just keeps going, sir. And I'll try to hurry, because I know we have a few listeners out there. I just think we mentally, all three of us, kind of lost it so much when we saw these little boys playing. And two were skinny, and one was heavier. And that was even funny. We all remember the same thing today. Somehow, that made a segue. I just cannot explain it, and I thought, weirdest thing in the whole story is that suddenly there was a little girl. My mother liked Shirley Temple growing up. It reminded me of Shirley Temple. And she was doing cartwheels in place at the exact same place where we saw the older lady ghost and the boys playing.
And again, black smoke?
Just see right there. Now, you know, I've heard that term shadow people for all these years on your program, and
yeah.
I just don't know if that applies. I just don't even...
Well, I was almost going to jump to that myself. Anyway, did this all end, or how did it...
No. You know, did I mention They were wearing period clothes. It was evident to us that they
were... Oh, no, you did not mention that.
I'm so sorry. I'm a little excited.
When you say period clothes, what period?
Minimum. Turn of the century. It's not a PC thing, but the...
You mean early, like 1900s?
Or earlier. This is Fulton, Missouri. You know, they... Kingdom of Callaway, they seceded from the state and during the Civil War and stuff, so they've had a long history there.
Right.
Well, to cut to the point, we were watching this, observing this, and just couldn't believe it. And then there was just no image, I think, where it was with our thoughts. It's very hard to explain. And then in kicks the front door, and an African-American guy, big old man, runs in very angry, and he's pointing and yelling into the kitchen area where that original apparition had walked out. And he's just angry. You can tell he's a very abusive man. It just scared us to death. Then he saw us. He turned at me. He looked me straight in the eyes, and he just cut across the room straight at me. And he got to within 3 or 4 feet of me, stared me straight in the face.
And?
He proceeded. He pulled his hand back and tried to punch me 2 or 3 times repeatedly. My friends are screaming at me. They're sitting down a little bit lower on a couch. They're screaming, they're, no, no. And he swings at me. And he didn't make contact. He could not make contact. And he sat back about a foot. And I sat up in my chair. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and absolutely positively, right there, we just knew we were just worlds apart.
Boy, you're right about one thing. That's where reality ended, and then all of this whole thing began.
And I could just see it on his face, and I just don't remember much. I remember my friends were like whimpering.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we were just so in shock.
And you all remember it the same way now?
Exactly. One of my friends after this quit school. It changed our lives completely.
I'm sure it would. That's into a... How would you describe that? It's like you walked into... No, because there were several of them. So a different world opened up in front of you. Different creatures, different... perhaps a different dimension. I really don't know how to describe what I just heard. That's really weird stuff. Several entities of some sort, just a whole collage of them, maybe that's a bevy of them.